Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Academy.
All we gotta do is organize a nefarious scheme.
Jonah, Chris are my Israel Palestine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Welcome to What About Rob, everybody. I'm here.
You know Jonah, right?
I'm here with Wolfgang Hunter, and we have a great guest today.
Ivy Woke.
The powerful Ivy Woke, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi.
Our youngest guest to date, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. We mostly have 38-year-old men on here, so I think it's not a tough competition.
Hey, Ethan's 26.
Okay. I forget. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ethan has an age disorder.
He does look like, he was in The Fly with a middle-aged man when he came out.
No, he's just Benjamin Buttoning. But, yeah, he is very tapped in. Because he is 26, but he's very tapped in for a guy that looks like that.
I'm roasting Luke Davis on Thursday, and I watched him in his clip against Ethan, and the joke.
I was there. Yeah,
the joke that's brought the house down was Luke just going, "Ethan is 25."
Yeah,
and everyone's like,
"Ah!" Ethan has a young spirit to me.
No, he
does.
I think
Ethan's clap back to that was like he mentioned something about playing with toys, and it's just like, "Yeah, would an old man do that?
Yeah,
an old man have toys."
That's
Luke?
Funny. He is kind of like Tom Hanks and Big in like a middle aged man's body a little bit.
Yeah,
like it's very funny. So Ivy, this is the first time I'm meeting you. Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Ooh, I call it La La Land personally.
Yeah, I call it the Epstein's Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, that's pretty good too. Yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's pretty sick. That's nice. A bar.
Thank you.
That's pretty good, yeah.
A bar is when like a person says something that like could be in a rap song because it's goated.
I know what a bar is.
And goated, it stands for greatest of all time. Mm-hmm.
like Kobe, who's also an LA thing.
Look,
and Kobe Bryant was a basketball player who's passed away.
What? Since when?
2021.
From the Lakers?
2020. No, it was right before the pandemic, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people were really
upset
about it.
I've got to make some calls.
Yeah. Ari Shaffir was really upset about it, too.
I saw that, yeah. But yeah, that's cool. When did you move here?
I moved here in August.
Nice. You're an actor or an actress?
Yeah.
That's cool. What have you been in?
She's a disruptor.
You're a disruptor?
Disruptor.
Yeah.
Michael Rapaport actually did. He signed that like zone of interest thing.
With actor / disruptor.
That was so fun.
That is the adult names, version of giving yourself a nickname.
He called himself a disruptor as an occupation.
The names on that list seem like anti-Semitic caricatures. Like I was reading it and I was like, how do you guys expect me to fucking stand by you when you're like, I'm Shlomo Huberman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually found.
And then it was
radiologist
like
to the stars.
400 LA insiders, and it was like Dr. Jerry Schmuley, rabbi in Burbank.
One name's just a really good credit score. It's like my name is 780 FICO score.
The only one I recognized was Eli Roth and Michael Rapaport, actor / disruptor.
So I guess you could call that Schindler's List, huh?
Yeah, you could.
Oh,
but
that's
I would. Yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Ivy.
That's really
funny.
I'm gonna
bank that.
I feel like it's a lot of hits on this podcast constantly.
Kind of. We're really throwing 98 down the plate.
Hey, Ivy, try to keep up.
Yeah.
Just try to keep up.
Yeah, this is how the boys do it.
Wow, yeah. I'm really thrown for a loop here. It's like
What do you do for fun?
It's a whirlwind, honestly.
What do I do for fun?
That's what I do for fun.
Kind of just hang out, run around.
Okay. That's awesome.
Play on
that's
my phone. Cool.
Those are my two favorite
thumbs.
Things to do, honestly.
That's pretty good.
Laugh and smile.
I mean, yeah, that's important. You got to stay active in this like hustling, bustling city.
Definitely. Definitely. What do you do for fun, Wolfgang?
I kind of like I tie snacks to the end of a stick and like taunt them in front of Rowie. So I'll take a piece of cake and like attach it to a little stick, and that's how I get him to do a little exercise. We'll go on a walk around the block and things like that.
Rowie's active.
Rowie.
I see him riding bikes and jumping.
Yeah, he is, but he's also like just gets like a crazy sweet tooth in the middle of the night. I feel like it's like a zero sum game for him.
He in that kitchen just like fucking up a bag of chips.
Bro, he throws down on the grill.
The grill. Yeah. What's he grilling?
Birthday cake.
Cool.
Birthday cake.
Y'all have a man grape?
Yeah, we do. Rui's actually pretty good at making food. He's cooked for me a couple times. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't let Rui make me
what's
a meal.
What's really good for Rui is that like Michael Hirsch has put on some weight, and I think like Rui's clocked that, and that's motivated Rui to have.
So now we're talking about the bodies of the people that we know.
Our friends, yeah, that we care about and love.
I don't know if I can speak on Michael Hirsch's physique.
All right, who's somebody that, like, you wouldn't mind potentially coming off as, like, denigrating?
Oh, I could talk shit about Roey all day.
Okay, let's stay on topic with Roey. Yeah.
But are the people who are listening?
No, nobody knows
podcast,
who Roey is.
These people are not. No,
so that might be a good reason.
That's what we're doing, is we're building the lore.
We are.
And we're going to have Roey.
We had this exact conversation the last time we brought up Roey.
We've talked about Roey before. Roey and I have reconciled. We've actually had our two-state solution.
I know you guys were having issues.
It was all centered around a PS5. Yeah. Which it's very akin to the Israel.
Sounds like Wolfgang was being a real Israel about it.
Actually, no. I was Palestine. My land was being invaded, and there was a Jewish guy trying to take my resources.
So you're saying the Bible actually says it was yours in the first place?
No. I'm saying that, like, I just had it. I bought it. And then, you know, because it was just there in the store. And he's like, well, ancestrally, actually, the Jews invented PlayStations. Like, I thought the Japanese did that. And he's like, well, you know.
Well, you know.
We date a lot of Japanese.
The PS5.
That shit, too.
Yeah.
You know, they invented it out of trauma from the atomic bomb. And who invented the atomic bomb? A Jewish guy. So actually, when you think about it, the transitive property.
Yeah, there we go. We've cracked the case. But yeah, no, Roey and I like hugged it out. It took us getting really mad at each other and being like very nasty online.
Yeah, I saw you guys exchanging some real zingers back in the day.
What do you guys say to each other?
I was just like denigrating him for like being supported by a woman that loves him.
What a loser,
right? Well, because he was like kind of just... He was like tweeting at me while I was like at work, like at a brunch restaurant, making like 85 mimosas for like Israeli women.
Mm.
So, oh, I would love a fucking mimosa.
Ooh, me
right
too.
Now.
See, yeah, it's a lot of like.
I
that.
Say as
it
I drink like, a White Claw, I was like, ooh, I would like another. I would like another alcoholic beverage.
It was like you make one, then they're like, oh, another, because they were just down it. So I was just like, you know, I don't know. I've like worked in restaurants for 10 years, and like if you do that, it kind of just turns you into like. Like, it turns you into a domestic terrorist.
Yeah,
like
I feel like you're somebody that has just, like, a lot of deep-seated anger.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, there's someone you can denigrate, Wolfgang,
yeah,
to his face.
Yeah, I feel like you're just kind of just, like, disgruntled a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you, I feel like you could get there, but, like, there's something about you that's, like, kind of naive and plucky, and you're not totally there yet, but something will turn you off.
Damn, that's really good.
Something will deeply upset you in the next 5 years, and everything will change.
I've already been. I'm saying that's like weirdly accurate. It's more so
I know
that
you are,
like,
but what am I?
Have you considered that I'm rubber and you are in fact glue, and whatever you say bounce off me in six? No, yeah. That's right, yeah. Though. I like have like a lot of deep-seated depression, and like sometimes I can get sensitive. So when someone like I yelled at John and Joda at Comedy Fight Club this weekend. Thank God the video got lost. But he was like being
on stage.
Yeah, I mean I was kind of joking, but it was like, but he said something really mean, and I kind of spazzed.
Who was judging,
and then I was killing all night, not to brag.
I feel like the IRS is gonna get you, Ivy. I feel like you lie on your taxes. Do you?
That's okay. We can change the subject after what I was talking about, Wolfgang. But to just say a random thing.
I felt like we were all kind of just.
The fuck are
you
talking about?
I don't know.
Wolfgang's like, I'm bored. Ivy, do you lie on your taxes?
Yeah.
My mother does my taxes for me right now. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of her. So, you know, who's to say who's telling the truth and who's not?
That would be
so
bad if your mom fucked up your taxes.
She's responsible.
She's responsible. That's good.
Yeah, but you know, this time around, this tax season, it's like we have to account for the TNA of it all, so
that's true.
Tits and ass.
The tits and ass of it all. So, because that's sort of how I'm rigging in the books these days, and so you know, there's gonna be some more things to account for.
That's true. I think you should lie about them though, so you can keep most of your money, because you know that's just gonna go to a missile that like, you know, a celebrity Robbie and I have a crush on is gonna sign, and that's gonna go kill a child somewhere overseas.
Which,
you know?
Celebrity? RuPaul?
Gal Gadot, probably.
Gallagher
Gadot. Right,
yeah.
Okay, no, we can't do schizophrenic character again.
Hey, everybody.
What's that?
IDF Gallagher. Gallagher Gadot.
Is this
Gallagher
a piece
Gadot.
Of lore I'm missing?
It's not a piece of lore. It's just
Wolfgang's
like
just autistically bringing everything back to Israel Palestine for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just what it's been on my mind lately. You know, it's really upsetting me.
Yeah, I can
tell
it's really weighing heavy on your body and spirit.
Kind of is. I've actually lost a little bit of weight. Yeah, but yeah. There we go. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It actually does bother me. I don't like it. You know, because it's just like
what, the weight or the Israel Palestine?
The weight. Yeah, I don't have enough of it to spare. I'm already skinny. Kind of need it a little bit. It's been getting lightheaded. Been having like real kind of like dignitary moments on the train where I'm kind of like fainting, like a British dignitary that's been offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to convalesce.
I'm like a British dignitaro.
You're like a
dude. You're unstoppable today.
Yeah, thank you. He's a dignitary. I'm a dignitaro. It's,
yeah.
You know.
Oh. Yeah. I would just put it. Together.
I'm getting Lex at least on this one. This is a big one for me and Lex. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh yeah, so John Ajota, he was like, I was judging Comedy Fight Club, and I was like, it's actually been really good lately since it moved to Lucky Jack's, and I was just kind of like interrupting a lot, doing well. Like I kept doing it because it was doing well.
Sure.
But
I was, well, that's and I, the but only I, way to beat him. He's very like cerebral and good at writing, so you have to like beat him with just personality.
No, I wasn't roasting him. We were just both on the judges panel.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Then that you get where you guys were taking jabs at each other.
No, at the very end, John Joe was like, "Well, I know that we all enjoyed the Robbie Goodwin show tonight." I was like,
"Oh,
hey.
He got your ass."
I was like, "Fuck you, John! I'm trying to make the people laugh. All I do is try to make everyone happy."
Oh, he brought the Farley out of you, dude. He turned you into Chris Farley.
So if you want, so the deep seated anger thing is 100%.
Same body too.
I'm Chris Farley.
Don't say that to him.
How dare you?
You're not going to have to be here for the Patreon to deal with what that does.
Oh, geez. Are you saying I'm fat?
No. Oh, my God. You're like a woman. Do you have body problems?
Yes.
We do. We have girl brain. We have clinical girl brain.
You guys are going to be okay. Male eating disorders are on vogue. You're going to be fine. Just fucking stick your fingers down your throat.
You truly are LA, and I love it.
Yeah, that is the most LA thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's on vogue. Just
if it was any more LA, it would be in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bulimia.
Bulimissima.
You los lonely boys will be okay.
You'll be okay.
Incelismo.
Bulimios. Bulimios. Diabito.
Diabito.
You're not fat, Robbie.
Diabito. Thanks,
Ivy. Now we all have to sit around and reassure Robbie that he's not.
Diabito,
that he's
you
not
need
fat.
To.
You're
you
not
need
fat,
to have
Robbie.
Another
thank
white
you,
claw.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Diabito, there is 100 calories in your water. All
right, now Wolfgang's just trying to bully me because he knows it's a sensitive.
I watched one other episode of this, and there was a moment where you guys were just having an accent off.
Yeah, was it the Megan one?
Yeah, and it lasted
for
6 minutes.
I told Wolfgang, like, let's have Ivy be in the middle so we don't just go off on our own again this time.
Yeah,
just,
well,
like,
have an accent
Meg
party.
Is very, like, polite, so she won't be mean when something annoying like that has happened. The good thing is I feel like you would say something if
I like. Yeah, we need to be, like, scolded.
I'll redirect.
Yeah.
It's okay, I'll redirect.
We obviously both had overbearing mothers, so we just rely on a woman to vocally tell us when we're
being
awful.
Tell us to clean up our room. Yeah. No, for sure.
But yes, fuck, what was it? Yeah, I was like 300 pounds in high school, so I like get like.
Oh, okay, yeah. There it is. That's why.
So I get like, yeah, I'm sensey about
you
that stuff.
You were 300 pounds?
Yeah, like super fat.
How did you get rid of it?
Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
Bert Kreister.
Kreister.
No, I just stopped eating a bunch of shit. When I was at home. I love Easter.
Yeah.
This one time,
no,
this,
I rose from the dead. I totally.
I died for like 3 days. I died for like 3 days one time.
Yeah. Bert is a pillar in the stand-up community. It's
you're referencing Bert
Kreischer. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
wait, I thought you watched Red Bar, Ivy. What the hell?
What the hell? You're supposed to hate these people.
Oh,
no,
Bert Kreischer.
I didn't know who. That's a really good Red Bar.
Thank you, everybody. Bert Kreischer, everybody.
That's a really good Red Bar.
Oh, Jules,
we don't send me nudes.
We don't like
sending nudes.
We don't like this Jesus Christ character. He's Jewish. All right, what's next, Jules?
Do you really like watching Red Bar? Is that just something that like,
I do like watching?
I just
Red
saw you
Bar.
Reply to Adam's tweet where you said "cool
Sam." Yeah, dude, I fucking love Red Bar, and Red Bar loves me. You know, we've got a little symbiotic thing going on.
This
podcast
he sent our friend like hundreds of dollars of recording.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
He mentioned this podcast on the last episode.
Yeah. Awesome.
In the Red Bar in the Wild, he's like, "What about Rob? Bob? Now let's do a real podcast." All right, what we got?
Yeah, I fucking
shout
love
out
Red
Bar.
Bar.
Yeah.
My friend showed me Red Bar over the summer, and I was just like, "Oh my god, how the fuck did I miss? Like,
was
have I been
really?
Missing this?" No, this was before I moved here. It was my best friend Creston from back home.
Oh, sick.
But we were like in an Airbnb, like writing a script, and we were like fucked up in the middle of the night, and he was like, "I have this guy to show you that you're obsessed with."
That is how everybody's introduced to me.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing something. You're either really drunk or doing blow. It's like, you gotta check out this guy.
I know.
He's the coolest man.
Yeah.
He lives in Arizona, and he's
me and Nick Aldershot. We were at Ari Kaplan's apartment, and we showed him Red Bar, and he did not like it.
He didn't like it.
No, he's like, "Well, I don't get it, man." And then he projected gay porn on his wall. And I was like, "Well, this is much worse."
Ari is like equal parts. Industry equal parts like disruptor.
I think he just didn't understand. I mean, Red Bar is some truly end of the internet shit.
It
it's
is.
Like when you get to the end of YouTube, you get Red Bar.
But you
Bar.
Have to think about like
It's basically TMZ for comedy.
You have to think about the Ari's upbringing of that he is like an industry.
That's true.
Guy.
Yeah.
I really do. I love Red Bar. First of all, he's gorgeous.
Whoa. He has got a great head of hair for a dying man.
He's so handsome. And Jules is beautiful. And I love the relationship that they have. And I love that they work together so well. And it's just a well-oiled machine that they put on. And
it's my favorite couples podcast.
It's really great. Sure. They have something very special.
I agree.
It's Vanderpump for guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And a very certain kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, yeah. Anyway, Red Bar, we love you.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Mike from Red Bar.
Doing impressions when you have Ivy on.
Do not mention me again. You're in my files. I think one time he was like, do not speak of me again.
Dude, what was the thing he said about Anthony Cumia when he was like...
he's like, I will see the end of you, Cumia.
Yeah, he's like,
if it's my dying wish.
He's like a supervillain. It's awesome. I just like how he's like makes fun of
it. It really is like Dr. Evil at the end of Austin Powers. Like, I'll get you next time, Cumia.
I love his iPad. I just think it's like when a guy has an iPad and he figures out like how to jailbreak it to do something cool.
It is funny because like I'll watch the Draymond Green show, which is literally just him with a mic in front of like a white background. And then I'll watch Red Bar and it's like the highest production thing ever. I was like, one of these people is an NBA Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like, and
one of them drains threes constantly.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Redbar.
What does that mean?
It just means you're like catching dubs. You're just doing well. Like saying like he has great takes.
Like
he never misses.
Like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Draymond can't hit a three,
see,
but Redbar,
this
buckets.
Can be educational.
Yeah, see. All right, we're teaching Robbie about Gen Z stuff. I'm teaching Ivy about black stuff because I'm an Indian guy and we like to copy them.
Yeah.
And then Ivy's teaching us about
your bodies and
bodies,
your mind.
Our minds.
Yeah.
And what you're capable of and the darkness that will befall you.
I can see why you like Red Bar.
Oh,
you
my
talk
God.
Like Red Bar.
You talk the darkness that will befall you.
The dark heart of your twisted mind.
I can tell. Wolfgang, he's got an anger in him. Jules, look at his eyes.
Look at his, it's like a doll's eyes.
And look at Robbie. Oh, he looks happy-go-lucky, but set this guy up.
You should put a Jonah onto Red Bar. He's a guy
Jonah
that needs
Quest?
Yeah.
Why should I be responsible for...
I feel like he would listen to you. He doesn't really listen to male authority. He resents it.
Well, because he got problems.
Because he got...
What's his problem?
Well, I can tell the story of of what happened when Chris...
Yeah. Tell the story again, because that is crazy. So Jonah is a friend, mutual friend of all three of ours. We'll have him on, but...
Jonah...
Hi, Jonah.
Unbeknownst to us. So Chris, to give a backstory on Chris. Chris is a very funny comedian, but Chris was... living in Ohio as a young man and fell and broke and shattered his entire kneecap at a Columbus like municipality, like City Hall.
Chris, I miss you dearly. Yeah. If you
we
happen
you,
to
buddy.
Be watching this, I really fucking miss you. And every time I'm like hanging out with Roey and all of them, I'm like, fucking wish.
Because he's there on Fortnite because Roey is always playing Fortnite at the house.
Chris is the funniest motherfucker ever.
Chris is he's a white guy with black people problems.
He's a crash out for sure.
Yeah, he shattered his entire kneecap at like the city hall paying his electric bill in Columbus, and the cops wouldn't call him an ambulance until he admitted on video that it was his fault that he fell. So that he wouldn't get like any disability or any sort of settlement check.
That feels illegal.
It's sinister. It's so evil.
Especially in a swing state. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's like, damn, it's truly like cops being evil.
Yeah.
And then, so Chris just has kind of a shitty life. We let him like stay on our like futon and stuff when he moves to the city because he doesn't really like have the ability to get a New York job necessarily. But Jonah's like, unfortunately at this time, very into like prank shit. Like,
explain who Jonah is, by the way.
Jonah Quest is like an online entity. He's a neo-Nazi socialist girl
who
boss
shaved
queen
his head
shaved his
to
head.
Look like Travis Bickle. Yeah. And then now it's kind of in an awkward grow-out stage.
Yeah, I'm in a chat with him and he's constantly publicly hitting on the girls in the chat and
yeah.
they seem to enjoy it. So I don't
he's
know.
He's always
yeah.
like tweeting like a zoomed in screenshot of like an e-girl's boobs
oh, yeah.
and being like, I wish I could drink from this, but sadly I'm laying on the floor.
My girlfriend set him up with one of her friends and then like she went over to his house or something and like walked into his room and on his whiteboard he had all this writing on and he just like turned it over. He's like, it's a screenplay, don't look at it.
Oh no, what do you think it was?
A manifesto.
Because like he's just a wild guy. Like we had a going away party for us like while I was moving in with Roey and Bed-Stuy. And he's like messaging my girlfriend and all my friends like, hey, do you have any pictures of like Wolfgang at the apartment or any pictures with you guys at the apartment or any pictures of me and Wolfgang? I want to make like a thing. like a little scrapbook, and like he does, and I go to the party, and he's just like, "Hey man, it's great to hear you this. I want to show you this." And he's like, "Here, look at this." And I was like, "Look at the scrapbook." I'm just looking through it, and I was like, "Oh dude, this is so thoughtful. Thanks, man." And he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "No, that's for me. You can come and look at it if you ever want."
What the fuck?
And me and my girlfriend and Clay are like all there with him, and we're just like kind of like, "What the fuck?" And Clay's like, "Yeah, it's he made himself a scrapbook. Yeah, but he's like an old woman, be like,
so crazy.
If you ever want to come look at the scrapbook, you know, you can come to grandma's house." But like, it was just weird, intense. Like at the time of moving out, Jonah's still one of my dear friends, and I try to talk to him. I just work a lot now, so I don't get the chance to hang out with him because we live in different parts of the city. But like Chris was living with us at the time. This was before the move out. And like Jonah, as like a, he was really into Connor O'Malley videos. Yeah. So like as his idea of a Connor O'Malley prank, he like set up like a thing where he was pretending to be a veteran, like that like spray paints Chris's car because he's a gentrifier. So he spray paints "Go Home Gentrifier" in comically like incorrect spelling.
On Chris's car.
On Chris's car. But he doesn't get to finish the video yet. So he just lets Chris believe that black people in the neighborhood had spray painted "Go Home Gentrifier" on his car. Which is really not set up with Chris.
No, it's go crazy.
And Chris is getting like terrible news like back home, like about family stuff at this time. So he's really just like not in a good place.
Right.
Really cruel.
And then one day like Jonah kind of has like a manic spell and starts like spray painting everything. We find all these like red spray paint cans in the house, and then we go outside and he spray painted like all the sidewalks in front of our building, and then spray painted my Instagram handle on the side of our building.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like at Wolfgang underscore.
I just heard this story before the cameras started rolling, and it's crazy. It's even crazier, I think.
And then he shows Chris the video he made. He's like,
"What do you think, buddy?"
30 like, years old.
And then
30. About my age, by the way.
46 years old. And then like a week.
Classic millennial.
A week later, like, is like going, you borrowing Chris's car that he's already spray painted to go see Shangela's Tim Dillon and like Nick Mullen at like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With some of our comic friends, because like one of them backed out and like gave him her ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way home, he's so amped because he was like selling mushrooms at the show.
Jonah was?
Yeah, this time. By the way, at this time, he had started like a full grown, like.
He doesn't drink, by the way. So yeah, this is so crazy.
Jonah is sober. Yeah. Jonah, his sobriety is like kind of precarious to me, where I will text him occasionally, like, "Just checking in based on what you've been tweeting." Like,
oh, yeah.
You're not fucking on the wagon again.
It's one of those things where it's like living with him, I was like kind of stressed and a little annoyed at him. But then moving out, I'm just like, wow, this guy is so fucking goated.
Dude, he is awesome. Dude, from a distance, Jonah might be my favorite.
He's actually the coolest guy.
He's from arm's length, what a mastermind.
Yeah.
He's a great like, guy. His whole goal is to like just like be rich and like be able to hit 75 push-ups in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the happiest
but
I've ever
seen
him. But also,
like, he couldn't get a job at Dunkin' Donuts.
No, he couldn't. But he can get a black guy at, like, the playground where he's doing pull-ups to be like, "I'm trying to get like you, brother." Like, and he loves it. He lives for that. But he's just, like, a very, like, he's physically imposing. Like,
yeah,
I was
he's muscular.
Like, I don't know if I've ever told you this.
He always has, like, a flock of hot women, like, surrounding him.
It's really weird, but he's a gay man.
Well, then that makes more sense.
Internally. But he's like kind of.
He just wishes he was a gay man internally.
He has a lot of. He's.
But but heterosexuality will ultimately be Jonah Quest's downfall.
Yeah, he is. He's a slave to his body.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is a really good. That's a good summation.
Well, there's this one time where he's wearing a cowboy hat and like was like really into like a. He's like having a Western era. He called it his cowboy era, which was shortly followed by his Gettysburg era. Where he was into the Civil War.
Yeah, the Gettysburg era was that ended straight. Recently.
Yeah, and then he had a
that's very much a straight man thing to be into the Civil War.
Then he had a falling water era where he was obsessed with the falling water.
Oh, so he's bisexual.
He's bisexual. Right. He's a true bisexual.
The Gettysburg era was recently. Because I know he went.
That was 2022.
Well, recently he went somewhere to go watch a reenactment.
Maybe he's back in
of
it.
A battle.
Maybe he's reliving the glory days of all of us living on Flushing.
Yeah.
But he had this cowboy hat on. And he was just being like going around being like, "Yeah, boy." But he like he did that. And then these two black women were walking in front of us.
Oh, no.
Because he was like, "Yo."
Oh, no.
And I was just like.
All right. We got to have Jonah on. We got to have him on soon. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm just in his.
He totaled Chris's car is what I was trying to get at.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wait. How'd that happen?
he's really amped coming back from the show, and I think he just like hit a bank, like an on ramp too fast, and they like swerved off the road. And it Chris already had a shitty car, so like it's equal parts. Chris had a bad car.
I think Jonah, it's mostly Jonah drove the bad car the wrong way.
Yes, because you have to remember this is a car that was like had 420 pounds on one side at all times,
right?
And
yeah,
nothing on the other side.
Oh man!
So this is already kind of like the axle and the like alignment of the car was already fucked.
Yeah, but,
like,
yeah.
This didn't help it. And yeah, Chris really just like I don't know if they ever reconciled. I reconciled with Jonah because it was
I think they've since reconciled enough.
I don't know, because Chris won't talk to me because he has an Irish amount of shame where he skipped out.
He has Shane Gillis.
He has Shane Gillis.
That's when you have Irish
shame. He doesn't owe me anything, but like he ostensibly like didn't pay like $400 and something of utilities and then just like left town and moved back to Ohio without saying anything to me.
Wait, does he not live here?
Yeah.
Chris, I love you, kid.
I also
love
him.
Wait, Chris moved home?
Yeah, he had some like family stuff he had to deal with, which is why I don't give a shit. It's at the end of the day, like I was happy
he
to help out a friend.
Back in August, though,
it was more of
exciting.
That he had a girl that he was into that was like a really just a problem in our house at all times. Mm-hmm. It was like
the women that Chris attracts are problems.
What kind of girls does Chris attract? Because he's a
broken toys,
very
dude.
Big fat guy. Yeah. For the I mean,
they're,
not to be mean, but
they're problems.
What yeah. they look like? Were they
the thing is they were like. Decent, normal-looking women externally, yeah. But then you like they live in your house, which is like
they're just they're all really kind of kooky. He likes the
crazy girls.
The crazy girl.
Interesting.
Yeah. It works. I mean, the dynamic seems to be working for him. He hasn't.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been drowned.
Like he was
but...
dating a girl that like was like throwing up her stomach outline from like alcoholism. It was like her whole stomach lining. And she
hey, tell her
to take
I said
her to
what's
the
up.
Hospital. And so I had to take care of like this. Jonah liked the cat a lot, so Jonah took most of the responsibility on this. But we had to take care of like a dying cat
while
she was in rehab.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ghetto as hell.
Yeah, that is that's another black person
yeah, this
problem.
Is our, this is our Club Shay Shay episode. We
come
spill
on,
an oddity out here.
Come on, you can't talk about Chris Horn like that.
It's 2024. All my friends that owe me money are gonna be put on blast.
Oh, come on, Jonah can't just say things like that.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. It's
does.
A comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about all the gay black, like all the closeted gay black guys turned villainous. Diddy, Kanye.
Kanye is a staunch heterosexual.
No, he's a true bisexual, I think.
I think he just has vision.
He has vision.
He has just true
yeah,
vision.
Yeah,
the
problem
is
every time a brother has
ass.
Vision, people try to call him gay.
Right.
And that's like the real problem.
No
in
one's
America.
That into fashion.
Brother, like as in he's your.
As in I'm
yours,
an yeah, as in I'm an Indian
in
guy
tribe.
Appropriating black culture.
Right.
Yeah, that's part of being Indian in America, by the way, folks. I'm just staying true to my roots.
One of my jokes for Luke is: you seem like when you talk to black people, you go groovy, my brother. who else? Dwight Howard, also villainous.
Who's Dwight
Will
Howard?
Smith.
Dwight Howard is an NBA player as well. He was an NBA All-Star for a while, slam dunk contest winner, but he's like...
And now he's a gay
He's
man.
Huge. Well, he went up... There's always rumors he was gay. Yeah. He went over to China, and he... sorry, Ivy.
Jesus!
Bleep that. Bleep that. I would never do a racist voice. I would never do that.
In front of a girl,
In front
Robbie,
of a girl.
Fuck,
but he went over to China, and he caught a lawsuit from a... trans not a, no like a cross-dresser not a trans woman like a and the allegation was that he forced him to have him suck his penis
so
he's a gay rapist
he was having
according
yes,
to this one lawsuit that's why I'm saying villainous
and according in the vernacular he is referred to as a villainous
a sinister homosexual
trying
to get at your booty
has murderous
hole.
Sex he was killing him as they say
and Will Smith is the other closeted
he was apparently killing Will Smith killing him bent him over.
I do think Kanye is a staunch heterosexual because truly, I mean, the man loves pussy so much that he's willing to dress it up and parade it around.
But he almost likes pussy like an autistic guy loves trains. Like he's just obsessed with the thought of porn and naked women, you know?
That's a good point. But ultimately, I think that it is like a... I don't think it's a wanting for something else. Like maybe then he could be asexual... And just, like, kind of loves the idea of the woman's body. But I don't think that he loves the idea of a woman's body and what a woman can represent. And then he's interested in getting his butt fucked by a guy.
Yeah, but
he's
like,
a true bisexual.
Can we at least concede that picking out your wife's outfits every day is kind of gay?
It is. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty gay.
To be in fashion that long, too.
I think it's kind. I really, it is crowd, I love yeah. what I love the work that him and Bianca are doing.
Yeah,
currently.
But you guys yeah, are like, you mean, guys are both West Coast. You're used to more of like a skewing gay straight guy.
Yeah.
Well, I I've heard from like L.A. Uber drivers that Kanye's gay. That's my main source on this.
Where are you from?
I'm
yeah,
from
but
the
that's
Bay
like
Area.
That's like okay. that's the same thing as like yeah, this guy was cutting my hair the other day and he told me Jews control the weather.
But dude, hairdressers know everything. Though.
Hairdressers know everything. Uber drivers also do know everything.
Shit, I guess I'm outgunned on
they
this.
They have a lot of wisdom.
They really well because they drive them home. Like even celebrities take Ubers. So
yeah, I will say one of the funniest stories I've heard from like a comedy club like limo driver for the Improv in Raleigh. He was telling me he had to pick up Brandon T. Jackson. He was like the black
yeah,
guy
that guy
played
from
Al Pacino
Thunder.
From Tropic Thunder.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, he played Al Pacino in
Tropic
Thunder.
Tropic Thunder rules.
And he told me that he came out of like the private jet. Wearing like a robe and a staff, and I didn't believe
like
him.
A,
show, like yeah, like a prophetic step, like a scepter. He's like a staunch Jehovah's Witness now. And Brandon T. Jackson, he shows me the picture, and there you have it. He's coming out of a G6 with like a cloak and scepter, ready to not. And this isn't like to greet a mass audience or like he runs a cult. He's doing this to go do a weekend of comedy in
Raleigh,
North Carolina.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that's how I fucking, that's how I pulled up to St. Mark's the other day wearing a Supreme jacket. And I was like, yeah, this is my fucking night. And yeah. I'm going to have half a tequila cran.
Nice.
I'm going to eat shit. I'm wearing my Supreme. I mean, oh my
God.
Have
you encountered Johnny yet?
I love Johnny.
Yeah, okay.
I fucking love Johnny. But I ate total shit at St. Mark's. I tried to do crowd work. It was the second show, the late show. Was at like 10:30. I went up second to last. I went up before Nick Viagas, who Nick Viagas, by the way, when he was hosting the early show, introduced me. He said, thank you to, like when I was walking off stage, he said, thank you to one of Dan Schneider's victims.
Oh
and
my
nobody
God.
Thought
Jesus.
It was funny, but I thought it was funny.
That's
obviously.
Yeah, that's not a bad
I think
one.
That's funny, but that's a big swing.
It's
you
a big
kinda...
swing for like, you have to understand.
But I had just done fucking like rape jokes and jokes about fucking JonBenet Ramsey's murder for 7 minutes.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, then that's yeah. funny.
But granted, I ate shit too.
Yeah,
but...
well, this is, you have to understand that the people being like drug in.
Yeah, same.
That
that's what I'm
are,
saying.
Are like retarded
yeah.
like frat guys that go to NYU. Like they're, yeah. they don't have the intellectual context.
It, I mean, everyone there is like half in the bag in
yeah.
the audience because
yeah.
they're just like walking
they're,
around.
Either
this
that
is like a
or that or
yeah.
they're European, yeah. which is the equivalent to having
yeah,
a learning
yeah.
disability.
There was Europeans there. There were some Russians like heckling with
yeah.
the accent.
If
who is a Dan Schneider?
Yeah, yeah dude. Exactly. If yeah. New York restaurants have taught me anything, it's like every European visiting America has like a learning disability.
A French guy was like, "Who is a Dan Schneider?" He's like, "Oh, he used to fuck a 12-year-old. What's wrong with
that?
That
is
that's,
normal.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Is that not legal?"
My wife is calling me.
Fuck. What was I saying? Who's calling you?
My wife.
My wife. Borat might get me too. You see that? Rebel Wilson.
Damn, dude, you got hit with the hand.
Like, Borat voice 2024 on your all-male podcast.
I think it's pretty. Yeah,
again.
I agree. It's in
full
the
you
yeah,
gone
it's full circle.
Circle
it's in
again.
It's in what I call again. The unfunny valley. It's like the uncanny valley, but it's in between it being popular and in between it being retro.
Yeah.
So it just upsets everybody.
Wait, but he's getting me too by Rebel Wilson.
That's what she said. Yeah, she said he pulled his pants down and showed them my penis.
I would
which is something Borat would do for sure.
I would fuck Sacha Baron. I mean, now he's like on his Israel shit or whatever. But
yeah.
like,
that kind of makes it more scandalous, though.
Yeah, I would say
like,
this is a good time
taboo.
For her to
yeah.
come out
yeah,
with
like,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
but Sacha Baron Cohen has always been foxy to me.
Oh, he's a handsome guy. There's, you
he's
can't
hot,
take
yeah.
that away from him. He's,
even as Borat, there's something
like
where I'm like,
tall,
you're wanderlust and
chiseled.
You're kind
you think
of
Borat
like,
is hot?
I mean,
there's something about it.
It sucks because like the last thing
that's
I think
awesome.
I saw him do was like This Is America or whatever.
That was good.
That show was good.
That show was really good. And the fact that they had like Mullen on to get a
yeah.
consultation
well,
for the first episode
because Kurt Metzger. Well, it's because Kurt Metzger was a writer and he brought him in.
That's awesome.
To write a bunch of stuff
that's
for him.
That's so sick.
That show was
and,
really, really good.
But here's the decline. Borat too. The only writer I recognize is Brandon Wardell. It's
oh,
like, what
yeah.
a decline between from Mullen to Brandon.
Oh, so Borat was
I
like,
love Brandon Wardell.
Yeah, I'm just
Borat
kidding, Brandon.
Around
Brandon
my close personal friend,
What's up,
Brandon
everybody?
Wardell.
Let's go, Brandon. Oh, Borat, what if you had a daughter? Whatever the fuck Borat 2 is about. Sorry, Ivy does not sign off on anything I've said.
I'm just like
only the China
you,
voice, just
I'm,
the China voice.
I'm letting you cook.
Thanks.
But I am making faces into the camera like I'm on The Office right now.
To show yeah. that, yeah, yeah.
Sis, it's giving Jim. It's giving Jim right
I
now.
I can say you play
yeah.
the game very well.
I agree. Yeah, yeah, that's why she works in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holly That's Weird, why we're 38 I call it.
Though. We are at
You're
a 20.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm 47.
Don't let.
I lie about my age, so girls in Bushwick talk to me.
No, but Wolfgang and I are very messy. I will say that, and you're smart for not being messy like that.
I'm messy.
But not on mic.
No, I'm messy. I've been known to be messy on mic.
Yeah.
It's just more so. I've just
What happened?
No, I'm just not indulging the two of you in this.
Oh, okay.
Just sometimes when you know what you do the Borat voice, it's like I'm gonna let you do it. I'm gonna allow
the fans love it. Fans, write in if you like the Borat voice.
I'm gonna make space for that, and I'm gonna let you cook.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
But I'm not gonna indulge it with a laugh or a snigger or a chuckle or anything of the sort.
Yeah. Well, we're not used to getting those, so we'll just kind of keep going.
Yeah. I'll keep going.
But
that's okay. It's your show.
Thank you.
No, it's your show, boys.
You know what? That's nice. I appreciate you vocalizing your boundaries, and I respect those. And I like.
Damn, dude.
Damn. Goddamn.
Borat is goated. You have to admit it. I've heard he's an asshole, though.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend who's actually. I shouldn't say it, but
I feel like girls like that.
Yeah,
That he's rude. Based off of the conversations.
A certain kind of girl.
Oh yeah, girls love when a guy is rude.
Yeah.
Because women, low key, like they be loving to be the victim a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they love just to getting to walk around like feeling the weight on their chest of knowing that a guy is being sassy to them.
It is like a bullet.
I'm just like
in
the fucking thick of it. Like women just love
that's
to
hilarious.
Be in the thick of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the Kanye thing, right? Everyone's like, how could she? Like Bianca or whatever. Like,
no, she loves it.
It's like, I think she likes this.
Yes. Guys. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes, I agree. People are like, she's a victim. He's sexually humiliating her. I think she fucking loves it. I think she loves walking around in like a full body fucking like wrestling singlet G-string with her fucking huge tits out.
She's showing off.
She's showing off. And she's like, yeah, I'm standing by my man who's fucking weird as fuck. And a lot of people hate him right now. But guess what? Like, I get to say that I was here in this moment. Yeah. I get to say I stood by this guy who maybe he is nice to her. Maybe he isn't. I don't think it matters to her either way.
Yeah, I mean, like,
because of what
most of America has trouble conceptualizing, like, a retarded guy that can sling dick. Like,
right.
That is, unfortunately, like, in my, like, history of, like, having girlfriends where their friends didn't like me, it is, like, it's just, like, I really, I'm stupid, and that we have a
good
time.
Look, people love a retarded genius at the end of the day, and that's what Kanye is.
People love a retarded genius.
Yeah. I don't believe a woman loves me until she calls me a fag. Like, that's my...
All right, take it easy, Jonah.
Okay. That's a thing we share. That's a thing we've come to
agree that
on.
In that chat.
That's our Venn diagram.
Like some random Twitter girl who lives in Ohio will just be like, something faggot, and then...
Jonah's like, my address.
He literally said,
pictures of my balls.
He literally said, I need you to come over
and slap me and say that to me.
He'll
be like, I'll fly you out.
Fly
you out with what fucking money?
Well, see, there's actually a rich economy of like Jonah. Not only, he's like, I'll send my balls to those
girls. My name is Rich Economy.
But you have to understand, there's a contingent of like gay open micers that pay him like money to see just like photos he'll take of himself.
Wait, people are paying? Because how does Jonah Quest make money? I have always wanted to.
I figured this out on accident. Because
it's
a thing
on unemployment?
It's a thing that he kept secret from me. He was just like, I got a DM one day from this like guy that's like, so is Jonah bi or is it like, what's his deal?
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
Why are you asking? He's like, well,
Jonah's doing the TNA thing like the way I'm doing the TNA
Jonah's,
thing.
You guys are, I think that's why you guys get along is you both play the game.
Yeah. You guys are both
so
Bushwick
true.
Girlies.
So true. We're both Bushwick girlies with
he's
our
girly pop.
Out.
Yeah.
He's daddy and you know, I'm baby girl and Robbie's mother.
Yeah. One thing
I am
about
mother
Robbie
AF,
is your
yeah.
mother
yeah, you're
AF.
Mother
yeah.
AF,
yeah.
dude. And then I don't know. I don't know how I categorize Ivy. I categorize you as a utility player. I feel like you can switch it.
A role player?
I feel like
two-way. No, she's a two-way player.
I'm like tricky nephew, I think.
Yeah, tricky nephew.
I'm like silly Vato.
Silly Vato.
Yeah, and then Meg is fag hag.
Meg is not fag hag. Meg is
she's
like,
hanging out with Ethan and me. I don't know.
I mean, she's fag hag not to actual gay guys. She's
right.
fag hag and like fag is in...
She's incel hag.
Gay as in retarded.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
gay
yeah,
as in homosexual.
Yes, that's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so in that sense, she is a fag hag, as in fag means gay.
I feel it
means
was.
Retarded.
And retarded doesn't mean learning disability, it just means somebody that's annoying and does voices.
She reminds me.
It means beer guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know what? Hey, what's up, Meg? No, I was in an Uber with her and Ethan, and I don't know. Ethan was like, describing her, and then Megan was like, how would you describe me, Robbie? And I was like, honestly? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, manic pixie dream girl. She seemed to actually enjoy it. I was like, yeah. I thought I was gonna insult her, but she enjoyed that.
My last combo with Meg was at like Mia Faith Hammond's birthday, and she's like, Wolfgang, we need to bring back gay wad. We need to bring back gay wad as an insult. And I think she's right.
I love Meg so much. And she's great. Also, it's, yeah, watching her interact with like her like really close friends is always so interesting to me because, yeah, she's like, she is to heterosexual men what I am to gay men.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like heterosexual men worship her, some in a sexual way, a lot of the times in a not sexual way, where it's like they just genuinely really do like having her around. They like that a girl likes
movies.
They like that a girl likes and has the same book of references that they do.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the way I party with gay guys is how Meg parties with straight guys.
Like, oh my God, you get my Simpsons jokes?
Yes, exactly.
You know what Infinite Jest is?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You play Batman Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
Oh, you drew Harley Quinn, you were kidding me too.
Like Simpsons jokes to her are like Madonna lyrics to me.
No, she is like those characters that you grew up by, like Garden State watching. Which like, hey, I'm listening to The Shins right now. You want to check it out? You know,
yeah. It's full 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, 100%. But the thing is, it's what's awesome about her is that it's real. Yeah. Like, there's nothing about it that's put on or like constructed. Like, it's just it's totally genuine.
Yeah. And once I like got to know her a little bit, I was like, oh, now it makes sense why it is. I didn't know her at all, just from her Twitter, and I was like, is she being pick me? Like, what's going on here?
No, she's then you meet her, pick me because sincere. She can also talk to normal women. Like, my girlfriend's like a normal, like,
oh yeah, women
girl,
love her too.
And like, yeah, they've carried conversations and like.
It's also not being pick me if you're being authentic.
It's exactly.
The pick me thing is like you're saying
it's
things
a contrived
too.
Thing. Yeah, you've.
No, Meg is like very, very true, and she's really just like a really generous and kind and patient girl, like. Yeah,
and she had a great time on our podcast. Yeah. she had a really good time.
Our guest digital fans that like watch this episode are gonna hate this so much.
No, people like it. No, they love you. That, you were actually requested on our Discord.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah. You were requested.
Thank you to the Discord.
Yeah, they just resent Discord. Us when we're being like very gossipy and girly because we can be like two old birds.
Did you see that comment this week that was like, "Is this podcast just like a bunch of
ants?"
What they say was like a bunch of. I forgot what it was, but it was three dudes. They were like, is this a bunch of girls gossiping or something like that?
Well, it's because
like,
we had Joe on. Joe can make it. Oh, yeah, yeah. We really are just, the voices thing will always come out and, like, ruin the flow of the podcast, unless the other person is, like, JP McDade, a voices
right,
guy.
Right, yeah.
But I think we're just adaptable. We just kind of, you know.
Or Scott, who just goes, appreciate that.
Appreciate that, yeah.
The point guard of podcasting, I call him.
Scott is, he's got a lot of assists.
He's our Draymond. Yeah. He's our Draymond.
No,
he's, and we're the Splash Brothers.
He's honestly, now that Derek took our gun away, we used to have a gun.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was really, guns on podcasts are fun.
But was YouTube, like, not happy with it?
No,
wait,
it was more of
you should tell that Stav story. Have you told it on the podcast yet?
I have, but I can tell it. Maybe I've told it. I don't know. I've told it to a lot of people.
Okay.
But, so, then, Derek, the guy that's one of the owners of Grove 34, has this fake gun. I was using it for sketches, and we're using it on the pod, and then I kind of just took it to go film a sketch without asking, and he... Really, it's an autistic guy taking another autistic guy's gun. He did not like that at all.
Yeah, he took his train set.
I took his train set without
asking. He violated a Second Amendment right.
Yeah. I really did, break the guy code. And so he's like, you got to return this now. And I was like, shit, okay, when can I come? He's like, just come tonight before the Stav show. And I didn't want to do that because I wanted to get dinner with my friend Adam Gilbert. So I did that first. And then I had this gun on me. And the Stav show had already started, so I couldn't come in the front door. So I snuck around the back into the green room through the window. And then I just see, like, Eldis on his phone, like, not looking up. I'm fully inside the green room now. I have a gun in my hand.
And you look like a Psycho Cumtown fan.
I look like a guy who surgically altered himself to kind of look like Nick Mullen.
You look like
you wish.
I told him.
That's what the comment section is. Listen.
You look like you were going to try and kill Stav to impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. I looked like a psycho. And
was it? It was a fake gun. I assume
it's
like
fake.
A prop gun?
But it looks real.
But like, there's
very,
no orange tip on it.
No. And okay. it weighs like a gun too. So it like in your hand, it feels like the way Wolfgang was holding it. It looked like he had a gun. It's like a real gun, but it's fake.
I'm also like a kind of like a tactical operator. So I like military protocol for breaching and clearing rooms and stuff like that. No big deal. I'm kind of the best at that.
for sure.
Anyways. So that's like I kind of clock myself like the optics of it. I'm like, there's no way I can like do this and it not be a problem, not only for me, but for the guys that own this building. So I did the rational thing, which is sneak in through the basement underground and come out that door, but that door's locked.
Very Hamas of you.
And so
or
just,
like the Jew tunnels.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there. Like, they both had Stav's tunnels. Stav's like right around where you're sitting.
Unity.
Unity. Yeah. We're not so different, you and I.
Well, I'm glad you guys have synced cycles on this.
No, keep going. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's fine. This is pretty much over. But yeah, I was just like standing there with like a fake gun while like he's doing an hour. And then they just open the door and it's like me with a fake gun. And they're trying to film the show. So they just, Derek quickly takes the gun out of my hands. Like, come on, man, get in. But I had like filmed all these videos of me waving the gun around. You can just hear like Stav doing stand up in the background. Be like, they're horse, Jerry, they're all horse. Just like that's like in the background. Yeah. Thank God he didn't notice because it probably would have been.
It literally, the optics are terrible.
The optics are terrible.
A guy who hasn't been in a room yet.
I would have been his most like
the green
room
with a fucking gun.
To a guy like I don't know. He's the only one of them I haven't
Eldis
met.
Is like, I'm gonna die.
Maybe that could have been your big break.
I kind of want it. They won't let me have it. But like,
yeah, where is this?
I have the footage of
the fans wanted it to be the third mic, but Derek took it back.
But I wanted to splice the.
Where are you hiding it?
In his room.
In his ass. There's a gun in his ass. He's got.
Where is the gun, Scott?
I'm
not even privy. Can we just buy another gun?
You can just buy another one.
That's it. Well, it's hard to buy.
Can Derek?
Because you have to get it off Temu. Because they won't deliver even fake guns into New York City. You can try to buy them off Amazon and say,
really?
They deliver at that address. Believe me, Anthony I have Tumumia? Tried to get fake guns. So you gotta
I
go.
Tried to get a fake gun for a sketch once, and it was difficult.
Anthony Tumumia.
All right.
Guns, because he loves guns, too.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
The math checks out. Was it funny? No. Was it well-timed? No. Did I completely stop the flow of the conversation? Yes. But... Check my math. Check my math. It checks out.
It's okay. It's going to be all okay.
How about that bridge, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's ups and downs to this episode.
Yeah. No, it's been great. It's been flowing good, I feel like. What happened to the bridge? Like,
It fell.
Damn, that's crazy. Did Daniel Day Parafan try to cross the bridge?
Now, I was trying to come up with Ivy doesn't know.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I was trying to think of a fat guy.
No, you have to reference like crazy people on Twitter, and then we can like have a conversation.
Okay, who's a fat guy on Twitter? Oh, did Boogie cross the
bridge? Boogie 299.
Yeah, was Boogie 299 crossing the bridge?
There's something hot to me about Boogie and his like child bride. Because I know they be fucking it out in a crazy ass way.
You think so?
I saw the documentary.
Me too.
So did I.
It was amazing.
And I see there's. I mean, obviously it's like tragic and pathetic, but there's something about the two of them where I'm like yes, she is being completely led astray, but like I said earlier, women do love to be in the thick of it.
She seems. I mean, yeah. I mean, and he's like, it's weird because he's like tweeting out like the other day. He was like, "Happy 21st birthday to my." Freaking wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I moved to New York thinking that would be some semblance of my truth.
That's really like, I'm surprised nobody's
trying to
make it
happen. There's like sugar.
Yet.
There's sugar daddy stuff.
Yeah.
It's not even the sugar daddy thing. It's like I thought I would be hanging around the stand and then somebody would be like, she's a child, but she's different.
That's what I thought too when I moved here. Yeah. I thought I'd go to the stand and be like, he's got the goods.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're right there, but you're not Asian.
You're no Peter James Fowler. You know, you don't have the charisma of
him.
A Peter James
you
Fowler.
This is a guy that was mean to Robbie on a different podcast.
He was also mean to Roey.
He's mean to Roey.
He's a mean guy.
He is mean. You just got to be mean back, dude.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, but like you have to.
You
do
have
it
no
writ.
You
him.
Have nothing.
You can't do it over a medium like a girl like want launching warfare from afar. You
that's
gotta,
what he did to me. It's
but he's a girl, and he was subsequently maligned for it in the comment section for having guy BPD, which that's is true. Not guy BPD isn't sexy on a guy like
no.
It is a woman. It's really actually gross and off-putting.
What about Tim Dillon?
Totally agree. Well, Tim Dillon gets away with it because he's a homosexual.
He has the biggest case of guy BPD I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
I love. I think Tim's hilarious.
Have you ever seen how every opener he has, though, is like a blonde?
So funny, dude. And he cycles through them.
He cycles through them. Like Jamie Wolf, Tommy Bear.
And then Sam Talent out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, when I saw him, Brian Simpson opened for him. And so that's not always true.
Yeah, but like I can show you like you know how like Cat Williams did that thing where like he pointed out 8 different comics that have like a weird light skinned wife that doesn't do interviews.
Weird face light skinned wife.
I can do that with like Tim Dillon openers that are weird twinkie blonde guys that can cycle like in rotation.
Tommy Bear, why don't you?
He just had John Kennedy and Sean Malay. before.
You want to come up for me at the Goobies?
He's been flying Sean Malay out. He's been like, he flew
Sean
John.
Sean Malay gonna come back with a BBO.
Yeah, dude. No, Sean Malay is literally like posting like videos of him eating like a private jet, like on his close friend's story.
Oh my
story.
God, that's so
I'm just
funny.
Like, oh, he got him, dude.
Oh, that's
he
hilarious.
Got him. Damn, Sean let Tim
down
hit.
Ass
it's the male Lolita Express, dude.
Yeah.
Why we got a little St. James? Yeah, I'll be good. I'll get a villa out there.
Yeah, he's really definitely nice. Yeah, he's definitely had his shit pushed in for sure.
That's what you have to do.
I cannot believe he unfollowed Mike Racine, but
is like still friends with him.
Still followed me. I'm like, I don't know you that well, Tim.
But he's nice to like Mike. Like he'll be like, Mike, come on, let's
come on my podcast.
Come to Nobu. Nobody talks to me in LA anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
He's just like, what I love about Tim Dillon is that he is like a Bret Easton Ellis character.
He is such a Bret Easton. That's a perfect comparison.
He's that, or he's just like,
just
he's
an
like
evil
comedy,
genius gay guy.
He's comedy
evil
Howard
genius
Hughes.
Gay guy who's like, and then I was driving down the 405 and I did a bump of coke to keep myself awake, and then I passed by Dantana's and Blair and I got a drink.
And you know those people don't know how to dress.
I was Truman Capote, which is just another real guy.
I was last year, 1 year ago, and I was doing South by Southwest. I just happened to be sitting across from Tim Dillon, and I was like, Tim? And he's like, oh, hey, Robbie, what's going on? Usually I'm in first class, but it's a connecting flight, so
I have to be lacking.
I have to be in Comfort Plus. What are you doing, South by Southwest? Oh, yeah. Who's booking that these days? I lost the lineup. It's terrible.
It's crazy.
And then he goes,
it's crazy. He's one of the greatest comedians we'll probably ever see.
Oh, he's like one of the funniest guys ever.
He has like dictator level.
And what's
charisma.
Funny is I'm not doing that big of a caricature. He just started going and I was laughing.
Dude, Roey has one of his hoodies that he like left.
Yeah, he left at the stand.
Roey looks like a girl that just got fucked for the first time in college when he wears it. He just like comes around that
walking
corner.
Through the frat house,
you can't tell
no
if he has underpants.
Oh yeah. So wait. So the funniest part was though. So when we were landing, he was like, "Yeah, we're in Comfort Plus. Look at all these people here. They're disgusting to me. They think they're rich because they can afford this, but they're not. They're not really rich like that. They just afford the extra $100. Look at her. Oh, she makes me sick. She thinks she's something." and then that girl turns around. She's like, "Hey, can you hand me that Burberry bag?" He's like, "Oh yeah, here you go. Of course." Like he's like so polite to her.
He'll never be happy. Oh my god.
Oh my god. He's broken.
Dude, we gotta get him to come to the sauna.
Yeah.
He's like, have you?
I've always enjoyed every time. I've only hung out with him a few times. Oh, here's the other.
I only had one interaction with him. This was when before Twink Death.
This was
like in 2017, Wilmington, North Carolina, at Dead Crow. My buddy Kenyon was opening for him. And then I was just like, hey, man, this is before he was like famous or like had clout to like back up. Mm-hmm. Like he's just always kind of been like a star.
Yeah, he's always such
a star.
Yeah.
He's like
Matt Maron used to see him at Mike's, and he was always like the.
I told him like this was like he was playing a room that was like all elderly North Carolinians, and the room was set up weird where it's like it was the old Dead Crow in North Carolina where like it was like two rows of chairs in the front, and then everything in the back like went back like five different rows. You had to play to the sides, and it's like this old, it's a papered room, mm-hmm. but he kills. Mm-hmm. And I like came up to him and was like, man, that's like some of the best comedy in this room I've ever seen. He's like, hey, you know, you have a swimmer's body. You should really keep that up. And that's like all he said.
Yeah. He wanted to fly you out.
Yeah. No, yeah. Wolfgang, yep. I could see. Wolfgang's a hot little
boy. He wanted that Hunter Bucci.
Oh, boy. Under 6 feet. Yeah. That's what daddy likes.
But then unfortunately, I drank myself into an early twink.
No,
grave.
You look fine. You look good.
I'm
Wolfgang.
An otter.
You
now.
Just have
you look,
a fucking
you look
beard.
Fine.
So the other funny thing was one time he was judging me doing roast battle. And he like went in on me when I was up there, and he knew who I was. But he was like, "I don't know." And he thinks he's gonna make it. Look at him, but he's not. And I was like, "Ouch, Tim." But then I went upstairs to the upper room, and I was just watching his set. And he was like doing it's the upper in the stand where no one ever really. And he's like, "All right, you people." And then he looks at me in the back. He's like, "They don't get us. We're comedians. They don't really get us, do they, Robbie?" I was like, "Wow, you flipped from me never being able to make it to, hey, look at us, brothers in arms, comedians."
Really? Like, I think he's playing you like a fiddle.
He is the marks of like a great leader.
Hey,
of a
the
small
marks.
Militarized.
I mean, I just think like we're in like a star deficit, and he really
is a true
star because I think a lot of people want to do like the everyman thing, which like Shane Gillis, I love, and I think he is really fucking amazing. Obviously,
please don't yell at us weird guys online.
But he is like his character, his persona, and who he is like the everyman.
He's everyman.
Well, it's also like,
Tim Dillon is like, my life is not relatable to you.
Yeah,
I'm evil.
The things I think about are not relatable to
he's
you.
He's a Bond villain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes him a star.
Yeah, like his star power is rooted in just like pure like malice, whereas like Shane's like just an empathetic everyman's guy.
Yeah.
Like,
Tim Dillon's an agent of chaos.
Shane did this thing that I heard about when I was in Austin.
Somebody he's the Joker of comedy.
He
just dyed his hair blonde. He just bleached his hair too.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm
like, this is full.
He's really committed to staying in LA.
Yeah, I'm like, dude. I'm like, you're full Good Burger villain now, dude.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. He's a Mr. Meaty character for sure.
Oh my god. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It doesn't look as bad as I thought.
But
I
tell you what Shane did like his first night at the mothership.
Yeah.
He gave the entire money they were gonna pay him from the door to like the staff there. Everybody like walked home with like $1,500. Like that's like a good guy, which is why the everyman thing works. Where it's like, I feel like Tim Dillon would like scam an opener.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Hey, we just did a theater, and I know the rent's $400 for a weekend, but you really earned this $100 bonus."
Yeah.
Just like, and it's like, wow, I made $500. You made like $600,000 this weekend.
Yeah.
Whatever crazy number you make by selling out theaters.
I think Tim is very generous with his money. He bought me like a lot of sushi.
I only understand him from like abstraction.
I think he's almost like an old school kind of like evil guy though. Money, walk it off.
I think sashimi is like a low FODMAP food and he was trying to fuck your buddies here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he didn't want you to splatter your paint all over the hotel room.
He would really like you, I think.
I think
oh,
so,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, I think
so.
Actually, yeah.
I think, but honestly,
like
I think it might be too much of a diva off. Like, it might get a little tense.
It could be, like, too like, unspayed cats.
I don't see him around a lot of girls. He has a lot of, like, he's, like, one of those guys who has, like, a lot of straight guys even around him a lot.
Yeah. Or he's trying to flip some houses, bro.
Yeah.
I think he likes Whitney Cummings.
I don't think anybody likes Whitney Cummings.
I don't think he likes it very much.
I don't think anybody likes Whitney Cummings.
I do. I love her.
I think Whitney Cummings would try to adopt me as like a kind of her surrogate daughter in a really scary way.
The only person I've ever seen Tim Dillon like truly love is Mullen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I saw them
out.
Both like at the stand when they were doing the anniversary party. This was after we.
I was there.
Well, you left because you know.
My ex was there. Yeah, but I told Tim I was like, oh yeah, we just came from the Nick and Adam show.
Town hall.
He's like, oh, they're great.
Yeah. No, but I saw him like see Nick, like walk into the stand, and then he just gets up and like climbs over a table. And watching like a fat guy like try to scale obstacles is the funniest thing in the world. And
you know,
he's just like waddling.
You know
over,
who he?
Like, Nick, come here.
You know who he genuinely does love? Ray Kump. He loves Ray so much.
But that's good. He loves.
I used to be friends with Ben
like
Avery, and I was like, "What does Tim like?" And Ben was like, "He loves food and Ray Kump," and that's about right. Yeah. How much time have we done, by the way? We were just gossiping over here. We were chattering.
Yeah, we're really girls. It's unfortunate.
What's that?
A little over an hour.
Okay.
Over an hour.
All right. So we'll do a Patreon. Feel free to stick around if you want to, Ivy, or if not. Yeah, awesome. Do you have anything to plug?
When will this be out?
Probably in 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
Then my Union Hall show might be done by then. But if you're listening and you're interested, I host a show at Union Hall with Patrick Doran called The Dog Fight. The next one is on April 6th. This will probably be out after that. But
it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dude, I'm going to be 46.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, so this will probably be out by after that. But if you're interested, you know, that's where you can find me.
Nice. Wolfgang?
I'm going to be opening for Mike Racine on June 2nd at the Charlotte Comedy Zone. It'll be a fun show. I'm from there, so if you're like anybody that knows me from high school, come out. If not, and you just live there, come out. And then I might be doing I'm not going to say that yet, but I might be doing something at Good Nights later that week on the 6th.
Nice. I hear that's a great spot.
Yeah, that's where I cut my teeth mostly.
Nice.
I started in Charlotte, but I went to college in Raleigh and just hung out at Good Nights all the time.
Fun.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon, please. I spent a quarter of this month on the Uber to get here, so please keep donating. At Robbie Goodwin on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, so I think actually this weekend, yeah.
Also, guys, comment any new guests you want us to have on. We're always looking for suggestions of who you want to see. Obviously, Ivy was a fan favorite, and we're glad to have her on. But if you have any other ones, you know, we're just trying to, you know, cycle in the people that you guys want to see. Because it ain't us.
I'll be... Wolfgang won't even let me finish my plug.
Plug your dates. Give him space to plug his dates.
I will be at Boston. I'll be doing the Boston Comedy Club shows this Saturday and Sunday. And the Mendoza Line late Saturday.
That's a good show.
Yeah, the Mendoza Line. My friend started it like a decade ago. Kevin Seafried.
I know this kid, Josh Mandel, who does it a lot. Who
hosts cool.
It a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, Josh
nice.
Is a little psycho. I love him.
Yeah. He doesn't run. I mean, I remember when it started. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to do it.
How do you get along? Josh loves Israel.
I've only met him a few times, but he's really funny. Because one of my best friends from high school was a comic in Boston for a little while. This girl, Skylar Crown, and her and Josh were really good friends.
Yeah, Josh is cool. He's like he's in for a hard road, unfortunately, but he is funny.
One last big
Don't
announcement,
curse him
officially,
like that.
On my birthday, May 31st, we're doing a big What About Rob launch party and live show here at Grove 34. So if you want to see some fun, we have a bunch of fun surprises, so stay tuned. And so if you're in the New York area, that's going to be a really fun one. I think we're going to have a party after, too, so it's going to be a good time.
Come with weapons.
It's my Jesus year.
What weapons, you think?
Come with weapons. Come with malice and bad intent in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Melee weapons are like...
Super Smash Brothers melee? So like
I don't know what that is.
So like the sword or the lightsaber or the
freaking or
the freaking weasel gun or the freaking Colby with the shoulders.
Maybe just like sticks and rocks and just like figure it the fuck out.
That's cool. Yeah, it's gonna be like a Lord of the Flies situation.
Smash
exactly.
Brothers it's like ketamine for millennials. That's what they did instead of ketamine.
That's true. We did it and then we just conked out. All right. Thanks everybody.